It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, Billy Sparkle and Shine, Posey Storage, Nick's Industrial, J.L. Hirsch & Company, the Posey County Co-op, Expressway Jeep and Chrysler, JT's Hardware, Crane Credit Union, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and the Red Door.
And thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Battle of Big Creek tonight between South Terrace Panthers against the North Elementary Stars. We're going to call the fifth grade game to start this night off. Then after we get done with the fifth grade game, then we're going to go to the sixth grade game about an hour later. So this game should be kicking off in about 5.5 minutes with the introductions of the players. Then we'll go right into the sixth grade game about 20 minutes after that. So we might take a break in between, but we'll be calling both games. But these two teams met each other first game of the season back in November, around November 4th, with South Terrace edging out North Elementary 29-24 in that battle. It was a good game, except first quarter, South Terrace jumped out the 11-1 lead after one quarter of play. Then North Elementary came back, outscored South Terrace 10-6 in the second quarter to make the score 17-11 at the half. Then it was just trading baskets in the second half. Then South Terrace won 29-24. In that game, Alex Martin for South Terrace, he ended up with a game-high 19 points. And for North Elementary, they had Reed Baldwin and Marshall Bowers, each with 8 points in that game. So those were the leaders scoring in that matchup. North Elementary comes in tonight's game 6-6. They started off the season 0-4, but had a tough end of the season so far. They won five of their last six games down the end of the stretch. So they played very well. They're led in scoring by Marshall Bowers. He's got 9 points a game, and second leading scorer is Reed Baldwin with 8 points a game. Those are the two main players on the team. That's who leads them. But they got a pretty balanced scoring from everybody else as well. But those two basically kind of run the show. Then you got Cole Young. He runs the point for the Stars most of the season. He's done a very good job. Then you got Braden Randall and Zeke Alvin. They're their defensive players that come, that pretty much guard, take care of the main players on the other squads. Then you got Bryce Tron, Greg Draghi, Kellen Farrar, and Levi Warren, who all come off the bench and provide valuable minutes for the Stars. So that's that's about the North Elementary Stars. We're going to South Terrace. They've had a great season this year. They were 11-0. Up to last night, then they lost to Fort Branch 35-32. So currently they're 11-1 on the season. They've had one heck of a season, and they were nearly undefeated on this year. So they're led in scoring by Alex Martin. He's got 11 points a game. Owen Fain's got 7 points a game, and Ethan Vogel's got 6 points a game. So those are leading scorers for the Panthers. So this will be a pretty good matchup here between the fifth grade Panthers against the Stars. And when we come back later for the second game tonight, that's going to be the sixth grade game is going to be the Battle of Big Creek. And that's when the Bragging Rights Trophy will get handed to the winner of that matchup. And over the last couple of years, that game has traded hands like every year, it seems like, since the trophy came along about 6-7 years ago. So it's been a pretty exciting time, and it's a pretty good thing to come to and stuff to watch these two schools battled out. Even though what's crazy is these kids that are playing will be playing together, next 2 years from now or next year for North Posey Junior High. So they'll be teammates in a year or two from now. So it's pretty exciting. But in the meantime, this is for blood, and this is all for bragging rights. So they are going to battle it out tonight, and should be a good game. So we will bring that to you. We're about minute 40 seconds away from the start of this matchup. We're going to step away for a moment, take one commercial break, and when we come back, I'll announce the starting lines for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for the Big Creek Bragging Rights game.
The clock is ticking. It's your final days to save during the Red Tag Sales event at Expressway Chevrolet. Save over $14,000 off MSRP on a new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4. New Chevy Trailblazer LT $23,990. See red, save green at the Red Tag Sales Event. ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price includes tax, title, and $250 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Owner loyalty and Costco may apply. Trade assist on 2011 or newer. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with four sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra-large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Big Creek Back and Bragging Rights game between North Posey and North Elementary. Starting lineups for tonight's game will go like this for North Elementary. They're going to start Cole Young, number 15. Then they're going to start number 5, Kellen Farrar. Number 10, Levi Warren. Number 23, Bryce Tron. And number 4, Greg Draghi. For South Terrace, they're going to start tonight number 1, Noah Scarafia. Number 10, Will Duckworth. Number 20, Jackson Hammock. Number 30, Elliot Colley. And number 35, Jasper Schick. And they're coached by Wes Scherzinger. So this got to be I don't know if they're going to have the national anthem and they're going to tip off. But we'll have this game starting up shortly. South Terrace is going to be wearing the white jerseys with black lettering, while North Elementary is wearing the red jerseys with white numbers. So they're going through all the players. But I forgot to announce, the North Elementary team is coached by Ryan Bogman. So 6-6 North Elementary playing against 11-1 South Terrace Panthers tonight here in the fifth grade battle. And we are going to go to national anthem. So we're going to step away for a moment. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 25 Ram 1500 4x4 for $38,990 or $359 per month. Plus, with every vehicle purchase, get up to $1,000 in holiday cash. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Includes tax, title, and 250 documents. Includes 1500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. Must trade in any model vehicle purchase from Expressway Family Dealership. 42-month lease, $3,999 customer cash now, 10,000 miles per year through Stellantis Financial Services. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Big Creek Bragging Rights game. We're going to tip off here. We're going to have Will Duckworth jump against number 15, which is Cole Young. And the tip-off, and South Terrace got the tip-off. Noah Scarafia has got the ball right now for South Terrace. Trying to find a player, and it got stolen away by Cole Young. Young coming down the court, lays it up. It goes up and missed. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth gets the ball to Scarafia. Scarafia is bringing the ball down the court for the Panthers. Passes it over the baseline there to Jasper Schlick, and he missed the basket. Rebounded by Kellen Farrar. Gives it over to Levi Warren. Warren gives it back to Cole Young to bring down the court. Gets across 10-second line. 0-0 now to start it. 5.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Young gives the ball to number 23, which is Bryce Tron. He airballed it, but rebounded by Kellen Farrar. Farrar lost the ball. Gives it. Elliot Culley had the ball. Gives it back to Scarafi. Scarafi's got the ball for South Terrace. Got it stolen away by Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace, for North Elementary. Young almost got traveled. Levi Warren takes a shot. Goes up. It's good. Two-point basket by Levi Warren. 2-0 North Elementary. Scarafia handling the ball right now for South Terrace. Passes it over to Jasper Schick. Missed it. Three-point basket. Rebounded. Got his own rebound. Gives it back to Elliot Colley. Bounce pass to number 20, Jackson Hammock. Hammock lost it to Kellen Farrar. Cole Young bringing the ball up the court for North Elementary. 4:25 left here, first quarter. 2-0, North Elementary leading by one basket. Levi Warren got the first basket for North Elementary. Young, handling the ball right now, passes it to Bryce Tron. Tron gives it back to Young. Young drives the baseline, tries to go up with it, got it blocked by Scarafia. Recovered his block and stolen away by Duckworth. Duckworth bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Passes it to Scarafia. Scarafia takes a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Down to 3:50 left here in first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Young gets across the 10-second line. Young trying to find an open player. Gets to Bryce Tron. Tron takes a three-point shot. Rolls out. No, almost hit it. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth gives the ball to Scarafia. Scarafia looks up top to Schick. Schick takes a shot up. It's good. Two-point basket by Jasper Schick. 2-2 is the score now. Tied game here at 3:21 left here in the first quarter. Cole Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Young got across the 10-second line. Down 3:08 left here in the first quarter now. Young gets it to Levi Warren on the baseline there. Warren tried to pass it to Kellen Farrar, and it got tangled up, and we got a jump ball. So it's going to stay with North Elementary. Substitution in the game now is number 33, Trevor Banks, for South Terrace. He's coming in the game for Jasper Schick. If you just joined us, we're 2:56 into the first quarter. 2-2 tie here between North Elementary and South Terrace. Cole Young's got the ball on the baseline. Young drives inside the paint, takes a jump shot up, rolls out, no good. Rebounded, and it's rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth got the ball because it's Scarafia. Scarafia is bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Drives in the lane there, lost control of it, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be North Elementary ball. 2:38 left here, first quarter. Still tie game, 2-2. Cole Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Young handling the ball. Looks over. Takes a three-point shot. Off the front of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Drives the baseline. Goes back up again with it. Young does. And Young gets fouled as he goes to the basket. And that foul will go on number... That's going to go on number 10, which is Will Duckworth. That's his first foul. First team foul. Taking two free throw shots will be Cole Young. Young takes the first one. It's good. 3-2 is the score now. North Elementary's up by one. Young getting ready to take a second free throw shot. Goes up. And it rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Hammock. And we got a foul. No, it's just going to be South Terrace ball. So Elliot Colley's going to inbound the ball to Noah Scarafia. Scarafia still handling the ball for South Terrace. Passes the baseline to Jasper Schick. Schick lifts up a dribble. Passes it back to Elliot Colley. Colley gives the ball to Banks. Over the baseline to Schick. Schick takes a shot. Missed it. Rebounded by Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court. Down to 150 left here in the first quarter. Young with those dribble a little too soon. Gets it to Bryce Tron. Tron's got the ball. And Tron just got called for traveling. Can't jump with the ball. That did happen. So 141 left here first quarter. 3-2 is the score. Scarafia handled the ball. Gets across the 10-second line for South Terrace. Bounce. Pass over to Banks on the baseline there. Banks passes out to Schick. Schick gives the ball to Hammock. Hammock gives it to Scarafia. Scarafia misses a shot. Rebounded by Kellen Farrar. Farrar gives the ball to Young. Young bringing down the court for North Elementary. Young still handling the ball. Passes it to the top of the key to Farrar. Farrar hands it back off to Young. Young takes a jump shot. Goes up. Airballs it. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be South Terrace ball. 106 left here, first quarter. 3-2 is the score. North Elementary up by one. Very low scoring game here early on. Scarafia looks right there and tried to pass it to Banks. Got taken away by Young. Young's coming down the court, driving down the lane. Goes up, lost it. Gives it back out to. Gave it back out to number four, Greg Draghi. Missed it. Young takes it again. Takes another 3-point shot. No good. Missed it. Rebounded by Banks. Banks gives the ball to Scarafia. Down to 40 seconds left here, first quarter. Scarafia bounce passes it to Schick. Schick takes a shot. Up, no good. And it's out of bounds. It's going to be North Elementary ball. 33.2 seconds left here, first quarter. 3-2 is the score. Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Young gets across the 10-second line. Like North Elementary is going to go for a last shot, maybe. No, Young's going to drive in the lane there, goes up with it, lays on the glass, it rolls in, it's good. 2-point basket by Cole Young. 5-2 is the score. North Elementary's up by three. 9 seconds left here, first quarter. Scarafia bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Scarafia gives the ball to Schick, and Schick got called for traveling. 8-tenths of a second left here, first quarter. North Elementary gets the ball back here. 8-tenths of a second, see if they can get a last second shot here or throw a Hail Mary, so we'll see what goes here. And Young's going to go for it. He throws it up, and he misses it. So at the end of the first quarter, North Elementary leads 5-2 over South Terrace. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM for the Big Creek Bragging Rights.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Bowsville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Big Creek Bragging Rights game between North Elementary and South Harris. We're going to start the second quarter of the fifth grade game. North Elementary is up 5-2. Bounce pass in the middle of the Vogel. Vogel lays on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Ethan Vogel. 5-4 is the score now. North Elementary up by one. Cole Young passed the ball to number two, which is Braden Randall. Randall lost it. Gets it up to Fain. Fain bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Gets the ball out to number zero. In the middle there to Vogel. Vogel pack out to Fain. And that goes in. That was Alex Martin. Two-point basket by Martin. 6-5 now. North Elementary is up. I mean, South Terrace is up now with 5:15 left here, second quarter. First lead of the game for the Panthers. And we got a jump ball here. And that's going to stay with North Elementary. So 5:11 left here, second quarter. 6-5 is the score. South Terrace up by one. South Terrace scored two quick baskets here in less than a minute and got back in the game. Got the lead now. Goes up with it. And that was a basket by Marshall Bowers. Two-point basket by Bowers. Makes the score now 7-6. North Elementary leading now. Three-point shot there by number zero, Troy Bryant missed it. Rebounded by number two, Alex Martin. Martin gives the ball to Fain. Fain passes it back to, oh, it got stolen away by number 14, Zeke Galvin. Galvin gives the ball to Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court. Young still handling it. Pass in the middle to Marshall Bowers. Bowers takes a jump shot, misses it, rebounded by Troy Bryant. Bryant looks up top, gives the ball to number two, Alex Martin. Martin, outside top of the key. Martin still handling it, passes it to Bryant. Bryant passes it back over to Martin. Martin still handling it, gets a pick by Fain. Martin drives in the glass here, goes up with it, rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Vogel. Vogel banks it off the glass, it's good. Ethan Vogel, two-point basket, makes the score 8-7, South Terrace. 3:59 left here, second quarter. South Terrace back in control. Young takes a long three-point shot. Oh, and look, I was going in. It was a nice shot. Rebounded by Alex Martin. Martin coming down the court in transition. Lays up and got fouled as he went to the basket. And I think that's going to go on number 14, Zeke Galvin. And that's going to be Zeke's first foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Elementary. Going the line for two free throw shots is Alex Martin. Martin is the Panthers' leading scorer on the season. First shot goes up. It's no good. So that's the first one. 8-7 is the score still. 3:43 left here, second quarter. South Terrace has a one-point lead here at 8-7. Martin getting ready to take a second free throw shot. Goes up, and it rolls in. That's good. So he gets one of them. Score now is 9-7 South Terrace. Martin, 70% free throw shooter on the season. He's one of the top shooters on the season for top shooters on the Panthers team. It's in the middle there to Baughman. Baughman missed it. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth gets the ball to Martin. Martin passes it to Bryant. Bryant gives it in the middle to Vogel. Vogel goes up with it. Lays it on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Zeke Galvin. And we got a, I guess they're going to give it to North Elementary. I don't think there was even a call. It was just going to, North Elementary is going to get the ball. So there we go. I guess we play by our own rules here in elementary basketball. So it's all good. So Cole Young bringing the ball to court for North Elementary. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the second quarter. South Terrace has a two-point lead at 9-7. Gives the Bowers. Bowers in the middle. That was Baldwin given to Bowers, and Bowers got fouled as he went to the basket. And Bowers is going to go line for two shots. Bowers, one of the top, he averages around 8 points. He averages 9 points a game. He's their leading scorer for North Elementary. And first one goes in. It's good. Bowers now has 3 points in the game, makes a score 9-8 South Terrace. Bowers getting ready to take a second free throw. Goes up. And rolled out. Look, I was going in. Fain gets got the ball for South Terrace, gives it to Alex Martin. Martin drives the baseline, goes up with it, rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Vogel. Vogel passes it back out to Bryant. Bryant gets caught in trap error, and we got a jump ball, and the jump ball arrow is going to stay with South Terrace. 2:43 left here, second quarter. South Terrace has a 9-8 lead over North Elementary. Owen Fain's inbound the ball for South Terrace. Gets in the bounds of Vogel. Vogel plays on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Bryant. Bryant lost it, got Duckworth had it, then gets it back out to Owen Fain. Fain's got the ball, drives in the lane there, goes up with a shot, missed it, rebounded by Baldwin. And Baldwin got called for a travel when he fell to the ground. So South Terrace is going to keep the ball here on this side of the court. 2:26 left here, second quarter. Panthers got a one-point lead, 9-8. Gets it inbounds to Martin. Martin passes it back to Fain. Fain takes a long three-point shot off the front of the rim, no good. Fain got his rebound, and it went off of a North Elementary player, and it's going to stay with South Terrace. 2:16 left here, second quarter, 9-8 score. Owen Fain inbounds the ball, gets it inbounds to Alex Martin. Martin still handling the ball for the Panthers. Gets in the middle to Vogel. Vogel back out to Bryant. Bryant passes it back out to Fain. Fain drives in the paint there. Goes up with it and gets fouled as he goes to the basket. And he's going to go line for two shots. That foul is going to go on Marshall Powers. That's his first foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Elementary. Going the line for two free throw shots is Owen Fain. He missed the first one. Fain is an 80% free throw shooter on the season. He's our top free throw shooter for the Panthers. 80%, that's really good for a fifth grader. Fain getting ready to take his second free throw shot. Goes up and missed both of them. Rebounded by South Terrace. Martin takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth gets it back out to number four, Josh O'Neill. And three-point basket by Owen Fain. Fain made three-point basket, makes a score now 12-8. South Terrace, 1:40 left here, first half. Young gets the ball out to Braden Randall. Randall gets in the middle there to Baldwin, and Baldwin gets fouled as he goes to the basket, and he's going to go line for two shots. Looks like that foul is going to go on number 10, Will Duckworth. That's his second foul. Second team foul of the quarter for South Terrace. So Reed Baldwin at the line. Misses the first shot. Misses the first free throw. North Elementary is 2 for 5 on free throws tonight. Trail right now 12-8. Baldwin takes the second free throw shot. Rolls out. No good. And we got a... Oh, somebody crossed... Slipped on the line there, so it went out of bounds. So, but it still don't matter. Still going to be South Terrace ball. 1:31 left here, second quarter. 12-8 score. Owen Fain bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Passes it to Martin. Martin takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth throws it back up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Will Duckworth. 14-8 to score now. Panthers up by 6. 1:09 left here in the second quarter. These are Z Galvin. Galvin passes in the middle to Warren Bowers. And Marshall Bowers made the basket. Two-point basket by Marshall Bowers. I said Warren, his brother. I meant Marshall. So 14-10 now, the score. Bowers has 5 points here in the second quarter. Fain, handling the ball. Bounce passes it to Martin. Alex Martin's got the ball. Martin lost control of it. Stolen away by Randall. And we got a foul. Randall must have got hit in the nose on that play. So took a shot there. So I think he's okay. So 37.8 seconds left here. Second quarter. North Elementary's got the ball. Cole Young bringing the ball down the court for the Stars. Gives it out to Randall. Randall in the middle. Tried to pass it to Baldwin in the middle. Stolen away by Jackson Hammack. Bachman gets the ball to Fane. Fane passes the baseline there to Duckworth. Duckworth passes it back to Fane. Fane drives the baseline, lays it up, goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Hammock. Hammock passes it back out to O'Neal. O'Neal gives it to Martin. 6 seconds left here. Martin's going to go for last shot, goes up with it, rolls out. It's good. Two-point basket by Alex Martin. And that is the end of the first half. After two quarters of play, South Terrace leads 16-10 over North Elementary. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the first half totals. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Big Creek Bragging Rights game.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
In the heart of New Harmony, something familiar has a fresh new look. The shop, once known as the Antique Emporium, has been reimagined, refreshed, and reopened as the Red Door. You'll still find antiques and heirlooms, but also local pottery by Tony Treadway, goat milk products from Artisan Homestead, unique gifts, and one-of-a-kind treasures brought in daily by new vendors and consigners. Come see how something classic has been beautifully renewed Wednesday through Sunday at 525 Church Street in New Harmony, right next to the Yellow Tavern. It's the Red Door. More than just an antique store.
The clock is ticking. It's your final days to save during the Red Tag Sales event at Expressway Chevrolet. Save over $14,000 off MSRP on a new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, new Chevy Trailblazer LT 23990. See red, save green at the Red Tag Sales event. ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price excludes tax, title, and $250 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Owner loyalty and Costco may apply. Trade assist on 2011 or newer. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine. Because your car deserves more than clean, it deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Big Creek Back and Rights game between North Elementary and South Terrace. We're at the halftime break right now. South Terrace leads 16-10 over North Elementary. North Elementary, breakdown by quarters, North Elementary jumped out to an early 5-2 advantage on South Terrace. But South Terrace took off in the second quarter, outscored North Elementary 14-5, and we're at 16-10 at the halftime break. Individual scoring in the first half for North Elementary. They're led scoring by Marshall Bowers with 5 points. Cole Young has 3, and Levi Warren with 2 points. So that's all the scoring for the first half for North Elementary. For South Terrace, they're led in scoring by Alex Martin with 5 points, Ethan Vogel with 4 points, Owen Fane with 3 points, Will Duckworth with 2 points, and Jasper Schick with 2 points. That's the scoring in that first half for South Terrace. Biggest leads of the game for North Elementary. Their biggest lead was 3 points at 5-2. Biggest lead of the game for South Terrace has been at 14-8 and 16-10, which what the score is right now at the halftime break. Free throw totals the first half. North Elementary went 2-for-6 on the free throw line, while South Terrace went 1-for-4. We're about a minute away from the start of the third quarter. We're going to step away for a moment for a short break. When we come back, we'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Big Creek Bragging Rights matchup.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with 4 sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra-large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Big Creek Bragging Rights game between North Elementary and South Terrace. We're in the fifth grade game right now. Getting ready to start the third quarter. South Terrace leads 16-10. North Elementary's got the ball here in the first quarter. Cole Young's got the ball. Takes three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Owen Fain. Fain got the ball. Ran down the court. Still handling it right now. Gives it over to O'Neal. O'Neal takes a jump shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Vogel. Vogel got it taken away by Zeke Galvin. Galvin gives the ball to Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court for the Stars. Young looked up his dribble a little too soon. Passes it out to Randall. Randall got fouled. And that's going to be a foul on number zero, Troy Bryant. That's his first foul. First team foul of the quarter for South Terrace. Cole Young going to inbound the ball for the Stars. Gets an inbounds to Zeke Galvin. Galvin hands it back off to Young. Young still handling the ball right now. First, Terrence gives it in the middle to Bowers. Bowers goes up with it. Rolled in. Good. Two-point basket by Marshall Bowers. 16-12 is the score now. Panthers up by four. Fain gets the ball out to Alex Martin. Martin drives the baseline, lays it up. Goes up. It's good. Two-point basket by Alex Martin. 18-12 is the score now. Martin now has 7 points in the game for South Terrace. Leads them. Young's got the ball for North Elementary. Gives the ball to Baldwin. Baldwin lost control of it, but Braxton Randall's able to recover it for North Elementary. Randall tried to pass it to Baldwin, but Randall's able to recover it back. Baldwin missed a shot. Bowers got knocked down and they called out of bounds on North Elementary. It's going to be South Terrace ball here. 4:28 left here, third quarter. 18-12 is the score. South Terrace up. Owen Fain. Handling the ball. Passes it to Alex Martin. Martin still handling the ball. Gives the ball to Bryant. Bryant gives the middle to Vogel. Vogel back out to Martin. Martin outside three-point line. Back in the middle to Vogel. Vogel goes up with it. Lays on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Marshall Bowers. Bowers gets the ball to Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court. Looks up top to Zeke Galvin. Got taken away by Joshua Neal. Neal gives the ball to Martin. Martin gives the ball to Bryant. Bryant back out to Martin. Martin takes the three-point shot. Up. And it rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Marshall Bowers. Bowers gives the ball to Cole Young. Young bringing the ball to court for North Elementary. Down 3:35 left here, third quarter. 18-12 score. South Terrace is up by six. Bowers goes up with it, rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Vogel. Vogel gives the ball to Alex Martin. Martin looks up top. Nice pass to O'Neal in the middle there, and he goes in. It's good. Two-point basket by Josh O'Neal. 20-12 now. South Terrace up by eight. Biggest lead of the night. 3:10 left here, third quarter. Young handling the ball for North Elementary. Passes it to Baldwin. Baldwin to middle to Bowers. Back to Baldwin in the middle there, and it got taken away. And we got a jump ball. So it's going to stay. It's going to go to South Terrace this time on the jump ball. Bryant inbounds the ball to Owen Fain. Fain bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Gives the ball to Alex Martin. Martin back to Fain. Fain over to Bryant. Bryant passes it to Martin on the baseline. Alex Martin passes it to Fain. Fain takes a long three-point shot. Off front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Fain. That's on rebound. Gives it back out to Bryant. Bryant lays it up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Scroffia. Scroffia lost it and Cole Young got a hold of the ball. Young's bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. The dribble a little too soon. Tried to pass it to Marshall Bowers. Bowers stood in the middle there to Baldwin. Baldwin takes a hook shot and gets fouled as he goes to the basket. And Baldwin's going to go line for two shots. Smith's second team foul on South Terrace. Going to the line for two free throw shots is number three, Reed Baldwin. First shot goes up, and it rolls out, no good. Baldwin tonight, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Still has no points yet. All right, here we go. Baldwin getting ready to take a second free throw shot. 2:14 left here, third quarter. Baldwin takes the second free throw shot, rolls out, no good. Rebounded by South Terrace. Owen Fain bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Down 2:07 left here in third quarter. South Terrace has an 8-point lead at 20-12. Alex Martin gives the ball to Owen Fain. Fain gives it over to baseline to Hammack. Hammack was able to recover it. Got it stolen. Oh, Fain was able to recover it. And we got a bunch of kids rolling on the ground on that corner there. And it's going to go to North Elementary. North Elementary gets the ball back here, 1:50 left here, third quarter, trailed by 8 points at 20-12. Cole Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary, goes up with it, gets caught in, hits a wall there, and it's going to stay with North Elementary. So Cole Young's going to inbound the ball for North Elementary. Young inbound the ball for North Elementary. Gets it inbounds up top to Bowers. Bowers back out to Randall. Randall goes up with his jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth gets the ball to O'Neill. O'Neill bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Bounce passes it to Bryant. Bryant back to O'Neill. O'Neill gets caught in a... Oh, got away there. Bryant's got the ball. Takes a jump shot. Goes up with it. It's good. Two-point basket by Troy Bryant. 22-12 now is the score. South Terrace up by 10. 1:07 left here, third quarter. Biggest lead of the night here right now for South Terrace here at 10 points. North Elementary led this game in the first quarter. And since then, South Terrace has took off. From the second quarter on, they've been on a roll. They have outscored North Elementary. Let's see here. 2:14. They've outscored them 20-5 since that point. Jump shot by Duckworth. No good. Rebounded by Baldwin. Baldwin gets the ball to Young. Down 39 seconds left here, third quarter. Baldwin bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Passes in the middle to Bowers. Bowers goes up with it. Lays it on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hammack. Hammett gives the ball to Scroffia. Scroffia gives it to O'Neill. O'Neill bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. And he gets pushed, and he's going to get called for traveling. 22.7 seconds left here in third quarter. 22-12 is the score. South Terrace up by 10. Cole Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Young gets across the 10-second line. Young still handling it. Gives it to Tron. Tron takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Scroffia. Scroffia gives the ball to O'Neill. 4 seconds now. Gives it to Duckworth. And Duckworth goes out of bounds. And that is the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, South Terrace leads 22-12 over North Elementary. We're a step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Big Creek Bragging Rights matchup.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around.
Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for the Big Creek Bragging Rights game. We're going to start the fourth quarter. South Terrace has got the ball. Josh O'Neill goes up the court. Gets it blocked by Zeke Galvin. Nice block by Galvin there. But it's still going to stay with South Terrace. 5:50 left here in this fourth quarter. 22-12 is the score. South Terrace up by 10. Their biggest lead of the night. South Terrace trying to inbound the ball. I don't know what the confusion is there. Oh, and the ball's going to go to North Elementary. It must have went off of a South Terrace player. So Zeke Galvin bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Galvin gets the ball to Levi Warren. Warren passes it to Greg Draghi. Draghi lost it to Duckworth. Duckworth throws it up top to O'Neill. O'Neill lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Josh O'Neill. 24-12 is the score now. Panthers up big right now. Galvin's got the ball. And we got a jump ball. And the jump ball arrow is going to go to South Terrace. 5:19 left here, fourth quarter. 24-12. South Terrace got a big lead right now here. Biggest lead of the game here at 12. Josh O'Neill handling the ball right now for South Terrace. Bounce passes to Scrafia. Scrafia tried to pass in the middle there, but a player moved. So you got Greg Draghi. He's got the ball for South Terrace. Tried to pass it to Galvin. Galvin got stolen away by Josh O'Neill. O'Neill's handling the ball for South Terrace. Takes a jump shot. Rolls out. No good. And that basket went in by Noah Scrafia. It's a two-point basket by Noah. 26-12 now is the score. 14-point lead by South Terrace. Levi Warren's got the ball. Levi, trap. And we got a timeout by North Elementary. I guess we'll just stay here then. But we got 4 minutes, 31 seconds left here, fourth quarter. South Terrace leads 26-12 over North Elementary. This game started off looking good for North Elementary. They were leading 5-2. And since that point, South Terrace outscored North Elementary 14-5 in the second quarter and 6-2 in the third quarter. And now got a 14-point lead. So that was just a 30-second timeout by North Elementary. So they're going to get back in this game. And we're just waiting for South Terrace to come back on the court. North's already back out on the court already. So here we go. A little over 4.5 minutes left here in this game. Cole Young's got the ball for North Elementary. Passes it to Zeke Galvin. Galvin takes a jump shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Young. Young is able to recover it back for South Terrace. Gives it out to Galvin. Galvin takes a jump shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Bowers. Bowers passes it back out to Randall. Randall takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Duckworth. Duckworth gets the ball to Chick. Chick passes it to Hammock. Hammock gives it out to Scrafia. Scrafia back. Oh, lost it to Galvin. Galvin stole the ball. Galvin's coming down the court. Takes a jump shot. Gets it blocked. And South Terrace is able to recover it. Noah Scrafia bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Gets across 10-second line. Being heavily guarded. Elliot Colley's got the ball. And Colley got it taken away by Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court for North Elementary. Young goes up with it. And gets knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be North Elementary ball. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left here in this game. 26-12 score. South Terrace is up by 14 right now. Young inbounds the ball. Oh, and third away. Gets it to Bowers. And stolen away by Scrafia. Scrafia gives it out to Schick. Gets it stolen away by Young. more like wrestling than basketball. Young goes up with it. Jump shot and lays on the glass is good. Two-point basket by Cole Young. 26-14 now is the score. And Young just stole the ball back from South Terrace. Young gives the ball to Randall. Randall bakes it off the glass. Oh, missed it. Rebounded by Young. Young still got the ball. Gives it out to Zeke Galvin. Galvin to Randall. Randall takes a jump shot. Off the rim, no good. And we got a bunch of kids in there on a jump ball. And I think it's going to go stay with North Elementary, and it is. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left here. Supposed to be red ball. I don't know why South Terrace is trying to get the ball, but North Elementary gets the ball here with 2:45 left in this game. 26-14 is the score. Galvin had the ball, and we got a foul on number three, Owen Fain. That's his first foul. First team foul of the quarter for South Terrace. Young gets it inbounds, and we got another foul on zero, Troy Bryant. That's his second foul. Second team foul of the quarter for South Terrace. Young trying to inbound the ball. Gets it up top to Bowers. Bowers back out to Baldwin. Baldwin takes a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Alex Martin. Martin bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. 2.5 minutes left now in the game. So almost stolen away there by Young. Fane's got the ball. Tried to take a jump shot. Got it in the middle there to Vogel. Vogel missed a shot. Rebounded by, I don't know who, this big old ball kid's down there on the floor. So and it's got, we got another jump ball, and it's going to stay with South Terrace. South Terrace going to bound the ball underneath their basket in the middle there to Vogel. Vogel lays on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Ethan Vogel. Makes the score now 28-14. South Terrace up by 14. Galvin gives it back to Young. Young passes the middle to Baldwin. Baldwin back out to Randall. Randall takes a jump shot. And we got a legal pick on Reed Baldwin. So he got called for the foul. That's his first foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Elementary. South Terrace got the ball. 2:15 left in this game. Owen Fain's got the ball. Passes it to Bryant. Bryant over to the Banks. Banks back to Bryant in the middle to Vogel. Vogel missed a shot and recovered by Bowers. Bowers gives the ball to Galvin. Galvin takes a jump shot off the rim. I was going in. Bryant got the rebound. Bryant bringing the ball down the court for got stolen away by Bowers. Bowers gives the ball to Baldwin. Baldwin tried to pass it to Young. Stolen away by Fain. Cole Young just fouled Fain on that play, and it's gonna stay with South Terrace. That's gonna be Young's first foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Elementary. Owen Fain's gonna inbound the ball for South Terrace. Gets an inbounds to Alex Martin. Martin gives the ball to Vogel in the middle. Vogel tries to make a shot, goes back up with it again, gets his own rebound again, passes it back out to Bryant. Bryant gives the ball to Alex Martin. Martin to Fain. Fain to Banks. Banks to Martin. Martin back over to Bryant. Bryant takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Cole Young. Young bringing the ball down the court for South Terrace. Tries to give it to Bowers. Bowers goes up with it and gets knocked out of bounds by South Terrace. 1 minute exactly left here in fourth quarter. North Elementary gets the ball back here. And stolen away by Troy Bryant. Bryant gives the ball to Fain. Fain drives in the lane there. Bounce passes it. Tried to bounce pass it to Vogel, but it went out of bounds. And it's going to be North Elementary ball here with 51.5 seconds left in the game. Cole Young bringing the ball down the court for the Stars. Gives it to Galvin. Galvin takes the three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Zeke Galvin. 28-17 is the score. Panthers up by 11. 38 seconds left here now. Fain just holding the ball right now. Being heavily guarded by Cole Young. Gives it to Troy Bryant. Bryant tried to pass it away. And I think it's going to go to North Elementary, and it is. So Stars are going to get the ball back here with 26.6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Young bringing the ball down the court for the Stars. Young gives the ball to Bowers. Bowers takes a jump shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Baldwin, but we got a jump ball, and the jump ball arrow stays with North Elementary. 17 seconds left here in this game. It's in the middle there to Bowers. And we got a foul on number 33, Banks. That's his first foul. 13 foul. It's in the middle of the Bowers. Bowers takes a jump shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Alex Martin. 9 seconds left. Martin's just holding the ball. Down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's the game. Final score, South Terrace wins 28-17 over North Elementary. South Terrace improved their season record to 12-1, while North Elementary's season record dropped to 6 wins and 7 losses. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals from the fifth grade game, and after that, we'll bring the sixth grade game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Big Creek, Bragging Rights.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to make sure your current vehicle is ready for winter? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. From new snow-ready Jeep and Ram 4x4s to reliable pre-owned options, we're your one-stop shop. Plus, when the temperature drops, our certified technicians are here to help keep your vehicle winter-ready with expert service and maintenance. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Big Creek Bragging Rights game, fifth grade matchup between North Elementary and South Terrace. South Terrace won the first game 28-17 over North Elementary. Game started off, North Elementary was in control, leading 5-2. Then from the second quarter on, it was all South Terrace winning that matchup. They took off and took control of this game. So, but breakdown by quarter, North Elementary, like I said, they won the first quarter 5-2. South Terrace came back, won the second quarter 14-5. That was a game changer right there to take a 16-10 lead at the halftime break. Third quarter went to South Terrace, outscoring North Elementary 6-2 to take a 22-12 lead after three quarters of play. Then the fourth quarter, South Terrace outscored North Elementary 6-5 to give us a final score of 28-17. Scoring for North Elementary, they were led in scoring by Marshall Bowers. He had 7 points in the game. Cole Young had 5 points. Zeke Galvin with 3. And Levi Warren with 2. And that was all the scoring for North Elementary. For South Terrace, they had it spread out pretty well. They had Alex Martin with 7 points. Ethan Vogel with 6. Then we had Josh O'Neill with 4. Owen Fain with 3. Troy Bryant with 2. Noah Scroffia with 2. Will Duckworth with two, and Jasper Schick with two. So that's the scoring tonight for South Terrace. But the Panthers win tonight by the final score of 28-17. They improved to 12-1 on the season. North Elementary record fell to 6-7. That's the wrap-up on this game. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, I'll bring you a little pregame of the sixth grade game between North Elementary and South Terrace. We're about 6.5 minutes away from the start of that matchup. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Big Creek Bragging Rights matchup.
You've been listening to North Posey Viking Basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, Billy Sparkle and Shine, Posey Storage, Nick's Industrial, J.L. Hirsch & Company, the Posey County Co-op, Expressway Jeep and Chrysler, JT's Hardware, Crane Credit Union, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and the Red Door. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com.